Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. Today's episode is not just a broadcast. It's a return to something we've nearly forgotten. 249 years ago, a group of imperfect men stood in unity to declare one perfect thing, that liberty, when anchored in truth, is worth any cost. On this 4th of July, we gather not to repeat tradition, but to reclaim foundation. Not with fireworks or fanfare alone, but with clarity, with courage, and with covenant. The Republic is not failing. It is waiting. Waiting for voices that do not flinch. Waiting for systems that do not lie. Waiting for leaders who do not trade stewardship for slogans. This is the White Paper. And today, on the birthday of a nation we still believe in, we remember what it means to be American. Let me speak plainly. Today, the weight of this fragility again presses upon the very foundations of the Republic. The U.S. national debt now exceeds $36.2 trillion. That's $106,000 for every American citizen. By next year, that figure will cross 101.7% of GDP, nearly triple the level we held before the Great Recession. Social Security faces depletion under 5 years, and fiat systems, once trusted, now compete with anonymous digital networks designed to evade the law itself. This is not just a market correction, it is a systemic breach of trust. But here is what we've proven, not theorized, but proven. Monte Carlo simulations run across 5 global collapses, 1929, 1971, 1987, 2008, and 2020, show the measurable impact of covenantal economics, America's new infrastructure-based economic system. Collapse durations cut by up to 47.2%, peak unemployment suppressed by 11.3 points, over 31.6 million jobs preserved, 9.4 trillion in household wealth protected, stimulus leakage reduced from 27% to under 3%, regulatory audit costs reduced by $25.2 billion annually, and America's moral solvency index improved from 28 to 82. These are not theories. They are results. Real, reproducible, regulator audible. This isn't a budget fix. It's a sovereign firewall, and it's ready. We are not victims of a failing system. We are stewards of its lawful replacement. Covenantal economics, crafted here on American soil, replaces fiat fragility with yield anchored in infrastructure, verified, regulator readable, and aligned with the Constitution itself. On this Independence Day, we no longer ask how much longer can we delay. We ask, how quickly can we restore? In Exodus, God calls his people out, not just from bondage, but into promise. America's founding echoed the same call, out of tyranny, into purpose. But liberty, without order, leads to chaos. And freedom, without accountability, is not freedom at all. It's collapse in disguise. Covenantal economics is not just a policy. It is an order. A return to moral solvency, where what is earned is lawful, where what is given is traceable, and where what we build reflects who we serve. And the best news? The system is ready. The doctrine is written. And the next era of American solvency, of constitutional truth and covenantal stewardship, has already begun. So this 4th of July, we do not mourn the nation. We recommission it. We recommit not to the noise of partisanship, but to the stillness of stewardship. We rise not with louder voices, but with stronger systems. Systems that honor the elderly, protect the child, and restore solvency without printing false hope. We don't need new promises. We need fulfillment of the original one, that a free people under God can govern with integrity and build a future worth inheriting. This is how we rise. This is the restoration of covenant. This is how America remembers and rebuilds. We return on August 1st with the release of Set 3. In this next chapter, we pull back the veil on the systems that heal land, restore provision, and awaken national coherence. First, a scalable solution to California's water crisis with resonance-based purification and bioelectromagnetic filtration systems designed to safeguard every drop. Second, a transformation in U.S. agriculture, increasing national farmland output capacity from 18% to 40.42% efficiency without expanding a single acre of land. That's enough to feed 150 to 200 million more Americans through improved soil hydration, biological resonance, and agro-infrastructure optimization, all while increasing cattle disease resistance, metabolic efficiency, and stress resilience by up to 60%. And third, a revolution in education infrastructure, where students show 57-point GPA gains, up to 91% improvement in attention span, 65% higher retention, and over $130,000 in projected lifetime earnings per student. This is the white paper. Thank you for trusting me with this. And this is just the beginning.